Welcome, welcome, welcome back to the Magnificent Vibes Podcast, aka MVP, where we talk about sports, music, media, stuff that you might or might not care about. And in today's side episode, I'm looking forward to going over these divisional round matchups. Got some juicy ones here, but about to get ready to get into these matchups. And just wanted to say, hey, if you missed our previous episode, we just put on a full episode of Magnificent Vibes with me, Ian, and Spook by the Door. So if you haven't checked out that episode, backtrack, it's right there. Go check it out. Also, we have a new Brother Sanders and Brother Williams, or Sister Williams mixtape coming. So please do yourself a favor. Hit the subscribe or whatever to this podcast so you can get those alerts, so you can get those reminders of when episodes drop, so you can listen to them whether you're at work, whether you're at on the way to somewhere. I don't know. Just listen to us, man. We're a good show. We're all stars. Check us out. But anyway, back to the mission at hand here. We have the NFL divisional round. Just want to break down how I did last week with my picks. And I went six games. There were six games last week. I went 4-2 with my pick, a whopping 4-2. I'm going to basically take a deep dive into some of those games as I go along with my picks for the divisional round. So enough of me rambling. Let's get right into what we're here for. You're here for these picks. So let's get started. We got the Texans on the road against the Ravens. The Ravens are a 9-point favorite. And let me tell you something. CJ Stroud is special. Okay? The man is special. This dude is talented. I am not crying over spilled milk as a Bears fan missing out on this guy. Okay? I think I'm the only one here, and you can go backtrack, listen to old episodes of my side episodes, and I said it on this podcast. I said CJ Stroud was the best quarterback prospect coming out of that draft, not Bryce Young. Okay? I was the first person to say it on here. All right? So I love saying that I'm right, and I deserve my flowers on this one, so I'm gonna give myself my own flowers here. Yes, thank you. And I'm just gonna just say, man, the kid is special. He's got the Texans on an all-time high. I mean, I haven't seen this much buzz in Houston over a football team since the Houston Oilers back in the day in the 90s. If you know, you know. Shout out to Warren Moon. He was one of my favorite quarterbacks growing up. But now they're the Texans. And man, the Texans, they look like a threat going into this game against the Ravens, who are well rested. Now, here's the thing. When teams have a bye week, they tend to come out rusty. They tend to come out flat. And so the Ravens better be careful. The Texans are nothing to snuff at. This team knows how to play under pressure. They showed that on the road against the Colts on that final game. And then again, I mean, I know Flacco gifted them two pick sixes, but at the way that game was going, I just felt, even before that, I just felt like the Texans was going to win, because I just didn't see Flacco keeping up with CJ Stroud like that offensively, because CJ Stroud was locked in and Flacco has to play a perfect game in order for them to win. And he didn't, because yeah, everybody can say, oh, the Browns had the number one defense in the NFL, but that means nothing in the playoffs, okay? It's 0-0 when it gets to the playoffs. All that stuff don't matter. What you did in the regular season don't matter, okay? That defense looked flat, and I was looking at Flacco like, ooh, you're going to have to put up about four or five touchdowns in this one, Flacco. And I don't know. I mean, that's a lot to ask of a 38 going on 39-year-old to do that. And I must say, you know, the Texans exceeded expectations with that. But with that being said, I got the Ravens. All right. I'm not going to get too excited and jump the gun here by going for the upset. I know a lot of sports fans, casual fans, always like to go for the underdog no matter what. But in this case, you know, I want to see Lamar Jackson succeed. And I think that they have a better all-around team than the Texans. And they got the home fans. It's going to be cold. The Texans are a dome stadium. And keep in mind, as good as CJ Stroud has been this year, and aside from that Colts game, that performance he had against the Colts the last game of the season, Stroud has not been that very good on the road. Okay, he just doesn't play well on the road. He plays well in front of those home fans, but when he gets outside of the stadium, you know, he looks different. He looks different. So I think the home field is going to play a factor in this matchup, and I think the Ravens go on and win and beat the Texans and advance to the conference championship. Up next, this is the second Saturday game, Saturday evening, that is, the Packers on the road against the 49ers again. The Packers and the 49ers, man. This Packers. As much as Packers fans like to brag and boast about their team and their quarterback success, I don't see a lot of smack talk towards the 49ers this week. I seen all of you guys, that y'all was in hiding all year. Y'all didn't have confidence in Jordan Love. And then when Jordan Love shocked y'all this year, now all of a sudden y'all want to wake up and be Packers fans again. And when I haven't heard from you guys all season. And here you go. Y'all get a huge win on the road against the Cowboys. Good for you. Good for you. We all expected the Cowboys to lose at some point. Yeah, I picked the Packers to lose that game, but I didn't pick the Packers to lose that game with confidence. Now, I still felt like the Packers had a chance to win that game if you listen to the previous episode, and I'm gonna continue. I said I am not backing off, guys. I'm all the Jordan Love text messages I'm getting, I'm still not backing off. He beat the Cowboys. He passed another test. That's the second test he passed. Now he has to win a Super Bowl. That's up next. All right. Now, if he win a Super Bowl his first year as a Packers fan, man, Packers fans, make room for me on that bandwagon, because I think I'm going to have to go ahead and sit down with y'all, because it's unfair. It is unfair. But I just don't see this Packers team going on the road and beating the 49ers with that defense and with that complete offense. Even though they're hot, they're going to have the key to stopping the Packers is not stopping Jordan Love. It's stopping Aaron Jones. When Aaron Jones gets hot, this team is impossible to beat, because he makes Jordan Love's job so much easier. Look at the regular season. When Jordan Love didn't have Aaron behind him, pause, they struggled offensively and they were terrible. Okay. So it's nice. You know, it helps with Jordan Love's confidence. It helps with any quarterback who's in their first year. It helps with their confidence when you have a good running back behind you to give you that cushion. It makes play action better. It makes run pass options better. It just does so much better for the Packers when Aaron Jones does well. But the 49ers are too loaded. They are a 9-point favorite. I think they win this game, and I think they win this game easily. Okay, I'm gonna say it on this podcast. I don't even think this game is gonna be close. I think the 49ers are going to win in a blowout, and all they need to do is stop Aaron Jones. And if they stop Aaron Jones, I don't see this team with a chance to win this game. All right. So, Packers fans, enjoy the ride while it's lasting, because your dead end or your cul-de-sac is in a 49ers jersey. like every year, you know, it's a tradition for the Packers, you know. And that's another tradition Jordan Love can follow, losing to the 49ers. How about that? I would rather him follow that tradition. A team that owns them for a change. The 49ers, you know, they own a lot of stock in Green Bay right now because they've been owning the Packers for the last decade. So, you know, Packers got somebody that owns them too. You know, they're not just, they don't just own the Bears. They 49ers own some stock in the Packers. So maybe the 49ers own both of us, I guess. But anyway, enough of me rambling. Let's get to this next game on Sunday. The Lions at home against the Bucks. The Bucks look really good against the Eagles team. The Eagles lost as soon as they walked into that stadium. They did not want to play in that game. Now they go on the road against an expired Lions team that barely beat the Rams. I told you guys that was a pick 'em game. I mean, the Rams came with the heat. Okay, they was coming out firing on all cylinders, and then they slowed down in that second half, but. The Buccaneers defense looks really good. If they get pressure on Jared Goff, that's when Jared Goff gets exposed. Baker Mayfield is playing great football right now. The only problem I have with Baker Mayfield is that you don't know which one's going to show up, okay? And so because of that, I'm going to go with the Lions here. I'm going to go with the Lions. I think the Lions win this game against the Buccaneers. They are a 6.5-point favorite. I think they win this one by 3, okay? And shout out to the Lions. I mean, shout out to their fan base, the passion. I mean, the how loud that stadium was against the Rams and, you know, Barry Sanders being there, Megatron being there and Jalen Rose and the Fab Five getting back together. I mean, so many good things are happening in Detroit except the Pistons. But, man, you got to love what's going on over there. And I'll be remiss if I say I envy that as a Bears fan. I am just itching for and I know we didn't win in 2006, but, man, that was the last time in my life where I was rushing home to watch the Bears. I couldn't wait to Sunday to watch the Bears because I knew it was going to be an entertaining game. I knew we were going to be competitive. I knew at some point we were going to split the season series against the Packers, you know, and not just lay down on the ground and take it against the Packers every year. It was just something special to be a part of, okay? And to sit there and see the Lions fans just enjoy everything. And I told you guys at the beginning of the season, I said, this is not the same old Lions team. All right, I said that at the beginning of the year, and everybody frowned upon it. Oh, it's still the Lions. It's still the Lions. Well, if the Lions lose in the playoffs or lose in the NFC Championship game or lose this week, hey, this was a great season for the Lions, okay? And they can build off that. They can keep building off that. They have a really great roster, okay? So I say all that to say this. I think the Lions win this game. Would I be surprised if the Bucks won? No. Because I think the Bucks do have the ability to come into Detroit and win this game, but I just don't think that's going to happen. And I think the Lions will advance to their first NFC Championship game since 1991. Up next, last but not least, you know, come on now. This is the showdown that everybody wants to see. This is the real game right here. This is the game that I'm going to make sure nothing is in the way. I'm going to make sure nothing is in the way for me to watch this game, okay? The Bills at home against the Kansas City Chiefs. This rivalry, this is Peyton Manning versus Tom Brady 2.0. I mean, every time these two quarterbacks play each other, there's drama, there's suspense, there's excitement. It's high scoring, it's high flying, it's highlight city. It is must watch football. I don't care if you are not a football fan. If you want to just say, you know what, I feel like watching a football game. Well, this is the one I would recommend. Watch this one. Mahomes versus Josh Allen. Buffalo Bills Mafia going up against the Chiefs. And This time, the Chiefs don't have Arrowhead to protect them. They're going to have to go into cold, freezing Buffalo to pull off the upset. And honestly, I'm looking ahead at the weather forecast for this game. It's not going to be that cold, actually. It's only going to be 26 degrees. Now, last episode, I predicted the Buffalo Bills weather, and it was all wrong. It snowed like crazy. They had to shovel all that snow out of the stadium. They had to postpone the game to Monday against the Steelers. And yeah, I just think that when it comes to this game, I love Mahomes. I love Josh Allen. They're my two favorite quarterbacks. This is a hard one for me. It's so hard for me to bet against Mahomes in the playoffs because he's so clutch in the playoffs. But he has not played one single road game in the playoffs. Josh Allen has. He's played both home and road. I'm not confident in that, ladies and gentlemen. As much as I like Patrick Mahomes, this team offensively has not been that great. They still struggled to score against Miami last week. I just don't see it. I just don't see it happening. The Buffalo Bills are the hottest team coming out of the AFC. They're at home. They got the home fans. And Mahomes is going to have to do a Joe Burrow that what Joe Burrow did to the Bills last year. Just if the Kansas City Chiefs, the key for the Kansas City Chiefs is to come in and get off to a electrifying start, okay? And do a Green Bay versus Cowboys, just jump on them, right? Because if they don't, and they don't put the pressure on the Bills play better when they have a comfortable lead. They play better. They're hard to beat when they have a comfortable lead. But if you got the Chiefs trailing, if you got the Bills trailing, the Bills can get a little desperate. And the Chiefs are kind of the same way. They're identical in that aspect. The Chiefs have the better defense, which I think is going to force a couple of turnovers. But the key is they have to capitalize with touchdowns. They can't come away with field goals. They capitalize with touchdowns. Because the Bills, even though sometimes the Bills get in their own way with turnovers, the Bills find a way to get out of their way by making, Josh Allen to throw an interception, and then the next thing you know, the Bills make an outstanding defensive play, and then the next thing you know, Josh Allen runs 60 yards for a touchdown. Like, he has amnesia. Josh Allen has amnesia when it comes to mistakes. He'll make a mistake, but then he'll do something spectacular that will get him out of the hole. And that's why I like Josh Allen a lot. That's what separates him from the typical gunslinging quarterback, okay? So that's all I have to say on that. Who do I got in this game? Man, oh man, oh man. Man, oh man, oh man. I am going to go with the Kansas City Chiefs. I have to pick an upset, guys. I know I picked all home teams so far, but I'm going to pick the Kansas City Chiefs to win this game. They are a 3-point underdog. I think they cover. But my heart's with the Bills. because deep down inside, I love both of these teams. It's so hard for me to pick. I'm going to post this episode, and then the next day I might change my mind, but it's too late. It's on wax now. So I got to stick with the Chiefs winning this game. But if the Bills win, I'm going to be just as happy. I'm going to be just excited with the results. But I got the Chiefs winning this game by a field goal. And those are my picks, and I'm sticking to them. I'm your host, Rod the Magnificent. I've rambled on too long. You guys enjoy the rest of your day. More episodes, again, mixtapes to come. Brother Sanders, Sister Williams, I'm out. Peace.